Amen. He's risen. He's risen indeed. Amen. Well, kids, before you go to your Sunday school classes, I'm really excited to share with you a children's message. Most of you know that today we're celebrating a special Sunday because it's Easter Sunday, and we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. And we know that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is alive today because the Bible tells us that there were witnesses who saw and heard and talked to Jesus after he was crucified. Now, I know you probably know what a witness is, but in case you need a reminder, a witness is someone who sees something or someone or an event that happened and tells other people about it. Many of you know that I really enjoy watching basketball, and my all-time favorite basketball player is Michael Jordan. But he doesn't play basketball anymore, right? But when I was young, I got to watch Michael Jordan play on TV. I heard him sometimes on the radio. When we couldn't watch TV, we listened to him on the radio. I heard what he was doing on the court. But when I was about 10 or 11 years old, my parents took me to Chicago Stadium to watch Michael Jordan play basketball. I got to see him play in person. I became a witness of Michael Jordan. And when you see someone or something incredible like that, you want to tell other people. That's what a witness does. You know, the last few weeks here, we've had a lot of rain, right? And so what happens when it rains a lot? What do you see crawling up out of the dirt? What are the things that are squirming out? You see worms. Yes, you see worms, right? And so just a few days ago, after it rained, my kids were outside. They were looking in the puddles, and my three-year-old, he yelled out, "I see worms. They're so big. Daddy, I see a big worm." He was so excited that he saw these worms crawling up out of the ground. And he was excited. He just wanted to yell out to everyone. He wanted to make sure that I knew that he saw some worms, these squiggly things squirming all around. But I want to tell you that even more exciting than worms, even more exciting than Michael Jordan, is that Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus died for our sins. He paid the penalty of death that we all deserved. And he rose from the dead. He defeated death. And because he is alive, Jesus gives us new life. He gives us hope and he gives us joy. The Bible tells us that there were witnesses, people who saw and talked to Jesus and heard from Jesus. And these witnesses told everyone about Jesus, that he had risen from the grave. And even though we don't see Jesus today, we are witnesses because we have seen how Jesus changes our lives. He is transforming how we speak and how we think and how we act. And because we know that Jesus has changed our lives, we can be witnesses. We can tell other people about what Jesus has done and who he is. And so this is what I want you to do. If you have trusted in Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are a witness. You should tell other people about what Jesus has done in your life. And if you're not a Christian, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to tell you that I have seen Jesus change my life. And I know so for so many people here in this room, Jesus has changed their lives. We are witnesses to tell you that Jesus changes lives. He died and rose again. So if you have more questions, please talk to me or Reverend Shubin. Talk to your Sunday school teacher or your parents. But before we go to our Sunday school classes, I want to remind you that we get to celebrate Easter because Jesus is risen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the witnesses who you revealed yourself to show that indeed you are alive. And that's what we celebrate today, Jesus. You are alive. And because of that, we have new life. Thank you for doing that for us, Jesus. And so God, now as we go to our Sunday school classes, I pray that you would help us to remember and to learn how much you love us, how much you gave of yourself to sacrifice for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Kids, you're dismissed to your Sunday school classes.